Andy, good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the American Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm. Jorge Polanco drove in the game-ending run for the third time in four games as he lined a bases-loaded single in the 11th. The Minnesota Twins, they beat Cleveland by the score of 8-7. The Twins survived after blowing a two-run lead in the 9th. They nearly won it in the 10th, but again, Jorge Polanco, he's been the hero as of late. Twins 8, Cleveland 7. Twins will start a four-game series in the Bronx against the New York Yankees tonight. John Gant will go for the Twins. He's 4-6, 3.49 ERA. Jameson Tillion, he's going to go for the Yankees. 7-4, 3.89 ERA. First pitch at 6:05 tonight, right here on KATE. The U.S. Women's National Soccer team is going to play a series of four matches in September and October. Now, the team will play Paraguay in Cleveland on September 16th and again on September 21st in Cincinnati. They'll also play South Korea on October 21st in Kansas City, Kansas, and on October 26th, that'll be in St. Paul, Minnesota. Now, the match in St. Paul will be forward Carly Lloyd's final game with the national team. Baseball scores. The New York Mets, they picked up a nice win against San Francisco last night. They beat the Giants 6-2. Mets are just 4.5 games back of the NL East leading Atlanta Braves. Now, with that loss by San Francisco yesterday, the Los Angeles Dodgers are only 3 games back of San Francisco in the NL West, as Max Muncy hit 2 of the Dodgers' 4 home runs while driving in 5 runs, as the Dodgers, they thrashed the Pirates 9-0. Freddie Freeman hit for the cycle, and the Braves survived the Marlins' 6-run 9th to earn an 11-9 victory. Now, Atlanta's lead in the NL East is up to 3.5 games after the second-place Phillies. They lost for the 6th time in 8 games as they get beat by Arizona 4-2. Jackie Bradley Jr. scampered home from 3rd on a wild pitch in the 10th inning as the Brewers, they outlasted the Cardinals 6-4. Cubbies, they get their second win over the Reds by the score of 7-1. The Reds, they remain a game and a half behind San Diego for the second NL wild card spot as the Padres. 7th loss in 8 games. They get beat by Colorado 7-5. Josh Bell hit a 3-run homer off of former teammate Brad Hand. Nationals get by the Blue Jays 8-5. The Rays, they doubled up the Orioles 8-4 behind Ryan Yarbrough, who came off the COVID-19-related IL. He went 5 scoreless innings. Now, speaking of the O's, they joined the 1911 and 1935 Boston Braves as the only teams to record a pair of 14-game losing streaks in the same season. That was loss number 14 in a row last night for Baltimore. Anthony Rizzo came off the COVID-19 injured list and furnished a 2-run single while the Yankees scored 4 times in the 2nd. They beat the Red Sox 5-2. Hunter Dozier's 2-run homer in the bottom of the 7th that allowed the Royals to earn their 3rd straight win over the Astros by the score of 3-2. The Athletics absorbed a 3-2 loss to the first-place team in the American League Central, the Chicago White Sox, last night as Luis Robert, he had 3 hits and 2 RBIs in the victory. Kyle Seager crushed a 2-run homer 3 batters into the Mariners' 3-1 downing of the Rangers. Shohei Ohtani smacked his 40th home run. He pitched 8 sharp innings in helping the Angels beat the Tigers 3-1. Detroit slugger Miguel Cabrera sent a ball to the warning track in the 9th inning, but remains stuck on 499 when it comes to career home runs. Oakland Athletics right-hander Chris Bassitt has a broken bone in his cheek, but no eye damage after being struck on the side of the head by a line drive. Now, Bassitt was taken to the hospital after being hit by a drive from Brian Goodwin in the 2nd inning of Tuesday's 9-0 loss to the White Sox in Chicago. He was released from Rush University Medical Center after receiving stitches for 2 cuts on his face and being diagnosed with a fracture in his right cheek that will require surgery. Now, the A's say an exam of his right eye was normal for vision and no other damage was found in the eye or the orbital bone. Tigers broadcaster Jack Morris has been suspended indefinitely for racist comments made about Los Angeles Angels star Shohei Ohtani during Tuesday's game. Now, when asked by play-by-play announcer Matt Shepard how the Tigers should pitch to Ohtani in the 6th inning, Morris adopted an exaggerated East Asian accent while saying, "Be very, very careful." When Ohtani came back up in the 9th, Morris issued a lengthy apology. And also in this check of sports here on Kate Radio, Nebraska has announced that the NCAA is looking into its football program amid allegations that Cornhusker staff improperly used analysts and consultants with the knowledge of Coach Scott Frost. Now, the team also allegedly moved workouts off campus last year when such activities were banned during the pandemic. Athletic Director Trev Alberts, he confirmed the investigation first reported by the Action Network, citing unidentified sources. The Action Network report said Nebraska has significant video footage confirming practice violations occurred in the presence of Frost and other assistants. Now, Frost said any workouts were approved by his superiors. Again, the Twins beat Cleveland last night. They started a three-game series in the Bronx against the New York Yankees tonight. 6:05 first pitch right here on Kate. And again, Tiger cards go on sale. Support the Albert Lee football program 9 until 1 this Saturday. You can pick up your Tiger card at Jim Gustafson Field. And at sports, from the Americana Insurance Press Box for Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.